Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. A math and science education professor is trying a new song and dance to get kids excited about science, math, and technology. Dr. Christopher Emden uses rap and hip-hop culture to engage and motivate all students to learn, and today on the program, he's joining us to discuss ways educators can connect with and inspire a new generation of scientists and mathematicians. Dr. Christopher Emden is an assistant professor of science education at Columbia University. He also serves as director of secondary school initiatives at the Urban Science Education Center. He's author of the book Urban Science Education for the Hip-Hop Generation, also a columnist for the Huffington Post. He has a PhD in urban education with a concentration in math, science, and technology, and he's joining us from his office. I believe you're in New York City. Dr. Emden, welcome. Thanks so much for your time. Are you there? Hello, Dr. Emden.
I am here.
Oh, terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. Christopher Emden will present Teaching a New Way, Science and the Hip-Hop Generation, next Wednesday, September 5th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Natural History Museum of Utah. It's a free event, but registration is required and seating is limited. He'll also be visiting classes at West High School, Highland High, the City Academy, and the Salt Lake Science Education Academy. There's more information at kcpw.org. But if you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments for Dr. Emden, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Before we get to your particular arguments, Dr. Emden, I want to play a clip of you explaining science to a group at Weber State University here in Utah.
Checking. I'm a scientist plus a hip-hop person. One of my favorite topics is interrogating Newton's laws of motion. So my first verse is actually on Newton's laws. And it goes, check it. I'm a physicist slash lyricist to smash ignorance. It's a miss when I'm spitting this. Newton's laws of motion be the topic of the course, because things in motion stay in motion unless they hit an unbalanced force. And next up's the second law, situation and summation. Force equals mass times acceleration. And that's the second law that Newton foresaw. If y'all want more, then the third law's in store. See, every force has an opposite force, plus every action has an equal and opposite reaction. The sum of all objects at rest is zero, less the objects no longer relaxing. I'm in motion, changing location, till it hits traction, coefficient of friction. Then it all comes to a full stop, and there goes Newton's laws over hip-hop.
That's Dr. Christopher Emden speaking with a group of educators at Weber State University. They didn't know quite what to make of you there, and then they caught the vision and started clapping, Dr. Emden.
Well, yeah, the approach tends to take people by surprise, and you know, when they hear that they're getting a science educator or a professor from an Ivy League institution, the expectation is that I'm giving the traditional speech where everyone sits there bored, and so I try to sort of ingest a bit of what I'm talking about and by actually doing it, by performing it, so they see what it looks like and sounds like.
Hmm. I understand you sort of got this idea of connecting with students through rap and hip-hop culture when you were a grad student, observing this high school chemistry teacher, and you say he was totally trying to connect with his class. You know, he's dancing, jumping around, but the kids were half asleep. What was he missing there?
Well, you know, a lot of educators are very well-intentioned. I believe that teachers want to be in the classroom, want to connect kids to subject matter, but oftentimes those cultural divides, whether they be because of race, ethnicity, age, you know, all those things play a role in the ability of for the educator to sort of deliver the subject matter. And so what he was missing in that one vignette was just an understanding of what the students are keyed into, you know, what sparks their interest, what they're passionate about. And, you know, those kind of issues are not at the forefront of how we teach teachers to be effective. However, they are the largest, the most effective piece of getting kids to engage. Mm.
Why hip-hop culture? Why focus on hip-hop? What are the strengths of that culture that you think can be integrated well into the science and math arena?
Well, you know, the general misperception that hip-hop is inherently negative. And so that's part of the reason why I choose hip-hop, because for the very reason why people think it's anti-intellectual and anti-education is the very reason why we should use it. Because students, particularly youth of color who've been marginalized from success or English language learners, they try to find a space where they feel comfortable. And oftentimes they feel comfortable in anything that's anti-school. And so if you take something that's perceived to be anti-school and show them the inherent connection to academics, it becomes so much more powerful. And then because of what hip-hop is, it is, you know, the most powerful cultural phenomenon of our time. It is the most ingested cultural phenomenon of our time. People from all across the globe are listening to, creating, and becoming a part of the culture. And the last people to really get it are educators, unfortunately.
You have talked about hip-hop culture, not just simply teaching the theory of relativity in a rap. I mean, what are the elements of the culture that teachers can bring into the classroom to really connect with their kids?
I think I'm so glad you asked that question because, you know, you showed the clip or played the clip of me rapping, and folks oftentimes think that my approach is having kids create science raps or teachers rapping. And really the idea of the culture of hip-hop is the ways of knowing, the way of ways of talking, the ways of dress, the ways of interaction, the tenets of the culture, DJing, b-boying, graffiti. What is it about those phenomena that are inherently scientific? For example, emceeing and rapping, when a rapper is on stage and can command the interest of an entire wide audience, what is it about what that rapper is doing in that space that is allowing him or her to connect with that audience? And what can teachers learn from the art of emceeing or the art of rapping? You know, DJing, manipulating technology in a way that meets the needs of somebody who's right there in that space. And what is it about how rappers or participants in hip-hop manipulate technology that we can use to have youth manipulate technology in a way that increases their understandings of science? You know, graffiti, that's the inverse square law in physics. It is learning about aerosols. It's learning about chlorofluorocarbons. So the idea is, like, just looking at all the things that hip-hop has inherently and how they connect to scientific and mathematical thinking.
Speaking with Dr. Christopher Emden, he is a professor of science education at Columbia University. He's presenting the lecture Teaching a New Way, Science and the Hip-Hop Generation on Wednesday, next Wednesday, September 5th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Natural History Museum of Utah. It's hosted by the museum and the Utah Education Network. It is a free event courtesy of a Psi Water grant, but registration is required and seating is limited. So there's more information on our website, kcpw.org. He'll also be visiting classes at West High School, Highland High, the City Academy, and Salt Lake Science Education Academy. So what are you asking teachers to do? I mean, are you really asking a 50-year-old white guy chemistry teacher who's been teaching for 30 years to, you know, start wearing baggy pants and b-boying? You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
Realistically, what do you want teachers to take from your mission, what you have to say?
I want them to teach a new way. I want them to really think about the extent to which what they're doing so far has worked. If what you're doing for your students has worked and they're inherently successful and they love science as a discipline and it's taken on science careers later on, then kudos to you. But the reality is that youth are not being successful in science. And the reality is that 36% of the U.S. population are racial minorities, that a large percentage of students in schools are ELL learners, and that students are not doing well in science or mathematics. I mean, that's the reality. And we also know at the same time the statistics are telling us that these youth who are not successful in schools, who are the larger demographic in the country, are keyed into hip-hop. So what I'm asking them to do is really follow the tradition of what CI Water and UEN are doing, you know, really immersing the teaching and learning in the community, being willing to learn about students and their backgrounds and their culture, not expecting that by virtue of having a degree in the sciences or by virtue of going through a teacher education program that you're actually prepared to be effective, but realizing that that's just one thin slice of being an effective educator, and being an effective educator means understanding youth culture and the nuances of it and how to connect to your discipline. So, you know, what I'm asking is for us to teach a new way, for us to realize that what's worked in a post-Sputnik era of looking for the best and brightest in the sciences has not worked, does not serve us well, and the last hurrah, the last horizon, the last piece of engaging youth in an innovative way is focusing on culture, and focusing on youth culture means focusing on hip-hop.
You've been spreading this message in classrooms throughout the country, giving TED Talks. I mean, you're getting the word out, but how receptive are teachers to the message? I mean, are people worried that this is just another gimmick, that it's not going to work?
Yeah, absolutely. People aren't worried. People are fearful. And, you know, so fear begets all those other emotions. So it's fearful that, you know, the most negative pieces of this culture or changing of established paradigms, you know, will leave me out of a job or will make me ineffective. And one thing I want to share with teachers and what I intend to share when I'm in Utah is just that no one's asking you to become a new person. We're just asking you to develop your skills as an educator, to add new tools to your toolkit. So we're not saying change yourself completely. We're saying add new approaches to your instruction. And then also is to say, you know, this isn't just, you know, a fad or a phase. This is a decade worth of research in science classrooms, not only in the United States, but across the globe, to what's been most effective. I mean, we've taken this approach to, you know, you can find it in Brooklyn, New York, to Oakland, California, to Johannesburg, South Africa, to Nairobi in Kenya, and doing pre- and post-test studies, you know, finding out who's engaged, how they're engaged, do they see themselves as scientists. It's a wide rate study here in New York City of students who, you know, 8 years later are graduating with science degrees when they weren't interested in the discipline to begin with, and the statistics surrounding who could be successful in the discipline were dismal beforehand. So this is not just a fly-by-night approach. It's not just some guy from Columbia saying, try this out and see if it works. It's a research-based approach to instruction that is targeting the fact that we have a deficiency in creating STEM interest in young people.
We've only got about a minute left, but you said you want to add tools to the toolkit of teachers. Can you just give us one or two ways teachers could integrate hip-hop culture more effectively in their science classrooms?
Absolutely. One simple thing is, you know, take a wall in your classroom, paint it in blackboard paint, and allow the students to go on there and share their thoughts and ideas as if it was a graffiti wall. So they're not vandalizing, but they're creating a space where they can write science, mathematics, graffiti. We can tell teachers that they can allow youth to express their knowledge of the science content by creating rap or spoken word in association with the traditional markers of success. We're saying use the cipher and the modes of communication rather than have students just sit in groups, have them stand up and position themselves in a circle like rappers do, and have them solve a math question using that structure from their culture. And this is just three of the bevy of things that we will discuss when I get down to Utah.
Well, I would sign up for your science class. Dr. Christopher Emden, a professor at Columbia University, coming to Utah for the presentation, Teaching a New Way, Science and the Hip-Hop Generation. It's happening next Wednesday, September 5th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Natural History Museum of Utah, hosted by the museum and UEN as part of their CI Water grant. And Dr. Emden, thanks very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, Utopia and some of the tangles the state-of-the-art fiber optic network has encountered. We hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.